Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen. He's the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We welcome you here. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Amen. I just want to get right into this. Today's message is about the name of Jesus Christ. And I want to do this within the series of the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself, the only true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want to continue to emphasize that the chief end of man is to know God, and man was born to fellowship with Him. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. His glory on the 1 to 10 scale is infinity times infinity. And that's what humans were born to do, is to experience that. I want to continue just to proclaim that. So many people don't even know that. They don't realize that. And the only way that we as believers and unbelievers can understand that is through the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit who gives life. And when we meet Him, we will only want Him. If an unbeliever ever meets the true Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, they will instantly be saved and they will only want Him. I want to just continue to emphasize this, and it's just so glorious. Jesus the Christ, His glory and beauty and majesty is beyond human words. And so today's teaching is about the name of Jesus. So glorious, the name, His name is an eternal revelation. There's power and might and in the name of Jesus. It's just so awesome. That one name contains, you know, you might say it represents, or it actually reveals God Almighty, the only true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want to just touch on some powerful scriptures. Zechariah 14:9 says, "The Lord is one, His name is one." We know that Jesus, when He gave the greatest commandment, quoted Deuteronomy and said, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. So, He's an eternal revelation, and we know that He's revealed Himself in this glorious revelation of the Trinity. But He's also one. The Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit are all one, one God. When someone knows Jesus, they know all three. Amen. When someone, it's so wonderful, so glorious, and also simple. Jesus even spoke also about His name, John 3:18, just following perhaps the most famous verse in the Bible. This is John 3:18. "He who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Now, I want to just present these, and only the Holy Spirit can reveal anything. I mean, if He's not involved, we just should stop what we're doing until we find Him, and then everything works when He's involved. Amen. But famous scripture, Matthew 28. Jesus, it's just so powerful. Jesus came and spoke to them and saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So awesome. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. So the name of the Father, the name of the Son, there's actually, I want to just say, if we did a series about the name of Jesus and a series about the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, every one of those series could go on forever. Now, let me go back to what I was saying. How do we experience all this when we meet Him in His glorious presence? I want to, even in this short message, I don't want to get caught up in all these, teachings and scripture and this and that. And yesterday I heard a message by a patriarch of the faith, I got a little, to be honest, he was using words like thee and thy and thine the message, it was Spurgeon from the 1800s. Maybe they talked like that back then. I don't know. But what I want to emphasize, and I've been saying this before, but it's so important. The general perception, even by believers, is that it's this, that Christianity, that knowing God is this, dead religion, and it's complicated, and we have to study for a long time and use these very, act real spiritual, and the King James Version has all that language, right? Thee and thine and thou, and everything is just all and so many Christians and Catholics, it's all, they are in dead religion, but they're also, it's an intellectual pursuit for them, and that's not, we can throw all of that out. Literally, it's about meeting Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, in His glory, His majesty, His beauty. That's what humans were born to do. He's so awesome, so powerful, so glorious, so wonderful. So His glory is the treasure hidden in a field, Jesus said. That's the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. And when we meet Him, He'll reveal all these things to us. He'll reveal the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit's the great revealer of Jesus Christ. In fact, He is Jesus Christ. You say, wait, how can that be? How can Jesus Christ is in heaven, but the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Every person can know Jesus fully all the time and have Him within their spirit person and all around. Every person in the world, in fact, has the glory of God, the presence of God, literally God Himself, all around them all the time. They don't realize it. That's how simple it is. Just like the sunlight and air, literally. Okay. But let's go even further with that. This presence, as I said, I think I said yesterday, we can give analogies, right? Let's just go with Jesus' analogy. I don't know if it was an allegory or a metaphor, but He said that kingdom is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found, and he went and sold everything he had and bought that field. That's the great, what a great way to say it. Amen. That's the treasure. That's the presence of Jesus Christ. When someone finds it, they'll go and they'll forget everything else. They'll only want Him. They will sell everything just to get that. They'll give up everything. All the things that we give up are nothing. They're meaningless. And then he said it's like a pearl of great price, which a man found and, you know, and sold everything he had and got the pearl, I think. But we could give analogies like the presence of God, the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is worth more than the world and everything in it, and all the wealth and all the everything in the world, everything multiplied times infinity. But that really, that's not, that's just a way that we can try to shed some light on it, on the presence of God. We could also say that about every individual person. Every person who's saved, if you're saved, every person who's saved has that glory of God in their spirit person. They have within their spirit person something that's worth more than the world and everything in it. Worth more than all the wealth of the earth put together, combined, multiplied times infinity. And now their time is also has that same value. By that I mean, what does that mean? Well, they can now store up treasures in heaven where their treasures will last forever. They can get crowns which will last forever. I haven't talked about that much. I want to talk about that more. I looked up. It's on the internet. There's a lot of teachings about. There's five crowns mentioned in the Bible. There's also a soul winner's crown. I have not studied this subject fully, but my point is someone can get a crown, one of maybe all six or all five. I don't know how many. I want to study that and look into it. That crown will last forever. I want to emphasize, even someone's time is now so valuable. We can't even put the value. It's the value of their time. Someone who's saved, the value of their time is beyond words. The value of the glory of God within them, beyond words, cannot be put into human words. Even someone's soul, let me repeat what Jesus said about someone's soul. Here's what Jesus said. He said, "What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?" I believe that what Jesus is referring to, one aspect of it is, first let me say, really, these words and these truths and revelations are too wonderful for us to understand, but we can if the Holy Spirit reveals them. That someone's soul, because they're made in God's image, is priceless, it's eternal, it's also worth more than the world and everything in it. I know I keep saying that, but and Jesus said, "What can a man give in exchange for his soul?" There's nothing they can give. There's nothing. They cannot. Someone can get everything in the world they could own. Well, let's look at what Jesus' words again. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Jesus said that. He said someone, in other words, could gain the whole world, all the wealth, all the power, all the attention, everything, own the whole world. But if they forfeit their soul, it means nothing. So people in recent times have said, you know, the poorest person with Jesus is rich. You know, the richest person who doesn't have Jesus is poor. It's like, that's putting it somewhat mildly. You know, the richest person without the richest, most powerful, smartest, and most famous and most talented person in the world without Jesus Christ, they're spiritually dead. They have nothing. They can accomplish nothing. And tragically, if they die, they'll spend, this sounds harsh, but they would end up in hell. That's a harsh thing. Now, let's bring this to the masses of people. That same thing applies to anyone who doesn't know Jesus. It doesn't matter, you know. So, it's fascinating, though, how Jesus presented these things and how he talked about the treasure. That's the presence of God, the presence of Jesus. When someone, that's the answer. It's not about, you know, anything else. Someone can have, let's apply this to a lot of believers in the world, or a lot of people who, as I mentioned, are seeking things intellectually. Someone can know everything in the Bible and know everything and be the smartest theologian and be brilliant and, you know, be able to give the greatest messages and all these things. But if the Holy Spirit, that presence of Jesus, is not involved, they've accomplished nothing. A great man of God said, some people are so educated, God can't use them. So I do want to emphasize, you know, there is a balance, and this, the name of Jesus is so awesome, so wonderful. And this week I may be focusing on it. I have not spoken about this much in recent times. And let's just let the Holy Spirit reveal it. How wonderful, how awesome. You know, that's, again, what I want to emphasize with a teaching. When the Holy Spirit's involved, it's just wonderful and exciting and dynamic. And it's going to be lift us up higher, and it's going to be, you know, positive. It's going to be simple and easy and straightforward. And, you know, it's going to be, also, you know, we have needs, right? Let me say this, we're believing with you for your needs. We all have needs of some kind. And it's in that glorious, in the name of Jesus, there is power for deliverance and for salvation, for deliverance, for freedom, for healing. Amen. That name of Jesus has the entire power of the Godhead. God Almighty backs it up. I remember some teaching about the name of Jesus. It's almost like someone has the legal right to receive from God because of that name of Jesus Christ. There's like we don't have to get emotional or anything. It's just, amen. We realize, I've also been touching recently on everything about Jesus reveals the Father God, and so the name of Jesus reveals him as well. Amen. And so let's try to, I want to present like a basic spiritual truth, which is also glorious and eternal. If someone wants to be saved, how do they get saved? It's really simple. It's just calling on the name of Jesus Christ. Just saying, you know, Reinhard Bonnke said, a prayer is not some flowery, beautiful speech. It's a heart's cry in desperation. Jesus, save my soul. when someone calls on the name of Jesus, he's the Son of God, but he's also the Lord God Almighty. They're calling on the Father God Almighty. Amen. And a glorious thing occurs, but it's simple. How wonderful that is, that God has made it simple. That it's not complicated, and he's also always available. He's everywhere on the earth. Amen. That we are believing with you. Please send us your prayer request. hello@wonderreality.org. Father God, I believe with those listening for their needs. If they have a need, if they think of it right now, I believe with them for that need. There's no distance in the realm of the Spirit. And we believe together in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, you said if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them. Glory to God. Thanks for listening.